At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
As a wise man once said, there's billionaire oligarchs, but Putin can just point a gun at...
I'm sorry, I love what Zirka's doing and setting this whole thing up. He's like, I know this is a show. I'm going to ask very controversial topics, and I'm going to get you with all the questions. Don't care at all about the content of what you're saying. I genuinely do not care about the issues you're talking about, but I just want to get you all on the record saying some pretty inflammatory things.
In every single war simulation... Russia kicks NATO ass.
That's not true.
Even Zirka couldn't take that one. Even Zirka was what? Do you... Anyways, everybody. What we're going to be watching today, 3 tankies, 1 cup. It's going to be wonderful. I have no idea what to expect here, but apparently all your favorites, Jackson Hinkle, Haas, maybe Caleb Maupin, I'm not sure. Peter Coffin as well might be there. Apparently they're all meeting up for this conference that they're going to be hosting at a Denny's or Wendy's or something like that. And it's going to be about neoliberalism in the age of multipolarity, something to that effect. But they've all met up the night before for some drinking, some camaraderie. Oh, Samira Khan is there. Samira Khan is there. Yes, the one who hates the they-them army is going to be there as well. So I'm interested to hear how that went. Either way, I'm just curious what their view is on the world, what their takes are on the things that are happening all around the world right now. So let's just take a little look.
I don't know if it's going to stay up.
That's a really smart move, right? For a billionaire, that's like you want that connection. Bro, that's really smart.
He does that for everyone he meets, though. He always buys people watches. So
hey! Oh, and cars and stuff. Bro, I was going to hit you. Okay, next up, we have Samira Khan, a political analyst, right? So she's from the professional side of mainstream media. And then we have the opposite of mainstream media.
So if you're not entirely familiar with Samira Khan, Samira Khan actually got kicked off, I believe, of Russia Today. Yeah, because she was tweeting out in justification for the gulags. Yeah, she had a couple tweets about the benefits of the gulags, under the USSR. So apparently that was a little too spicy. Not once, but twice. Actually, it was two separate memes. The first meme was deleted, and then I guess she felt the necessity to post that second meme that was also justifying the gulag, saying that they were a good thing. In fact, it was kind of a weird actually thing, you know. Actually, sweaty, the gulags were good.
Media, Haz Al Ghul, the greatest fucking immigrant I've ever met when it comes to content. As a friend, obviously, Haas can get annoying, but because he's got a lot of demands, like, yo, did you use my towel and shit?
Yeah, listen.
That makes sense. I can totally see that. I can see Haas being very high maintenance. That one checks out.
Listen. I looked in his room. It's as dirty as it's ever been.
Yeah.
It's always fucking trashes it.
Close the door.
He's got what kind of fucking barbarian eats in their fucking room where they sleep?
And what kind? Like, how are you a real man? And if you've never done cocaine, how are you? Explain. Go ahead. Explain. Shut the fuck up. I'm joking, Chad. Okay, so basically, what we have is a
see. It's one of the reasons I have a hard time hating Zirka, because I feel like Zirka's very transparent. I mean, like, he's an asshole, obviously, and he's a misogynist, too, and I'm sure a host of other things, but he's very transparent about how this is all content. He's always like, when the camera's on, I'm just here. I'm going to make content out of all of you. I'm going to farm you all for content and for money, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to be honest about it.
Fringe libertarian, right? Oh, I think heroin should be legal, right? We have a tanky, right? tanky and a patriotic tanky with an American flag. So these are pro-Russia tankies. We have an American tanky. And then we have me, like, hardcore MAGA. We are the Avengers against liberal cucks.
Yeah, here's my question. Here's my question. I came to Texas, to Austin, Texas. Destiny's little bitch ass said he's going to come here. He says he's going to test his theory to see if I'm going to be nice to him. So I'm wondering, mod check, where the fuck is Destiny? Where the fuck is Destiny, little bitch ass?
Shots fired? That's my question.
Yeah, I remember it too. Remember when Destiny said he's going to come here? He's going to see if his little theory is going to hold up. I don't see him anywhere.
The ghost of Austin.
He's the ghost of Austin.
So I don't know if Destiny's located in Texas. If you're wondering the lore on this, though, I'll fill everybody in because there's a lot of moving pieces right now. Destiny actually met Infrared in person at a conference. And when they met for the first time, Infrared, I guess, was just like a little bit starstruck. Maybe he'd just grown up watching Destiny debates or something and was very, very friendly to him. It was incredibly cordial. In fact, he was so friendly that he actually took off his shirt at one point and started flexing just to show him that his body is, as in his own words, 100% natty. He wanted to show him that he actually did the whole, like, what do you think of my muscles, Destiny? Are they bulging enough for your liking? Which, you know, it was cute. It was a fun thing to watch. That is also where the two of them actually stood side by side for the first time, and therein began the conversation about the tilt. Now, it looked from my perspective that they were the same height. And honestly, on another note, who the fuck cares about it? It's utterly absurd that this would be a talking point in any respect or venue or anything. But anyways, so they were standing side by side. It genuinely looked like they were the same height. I thought that would have been the end of it. But then there was a conspiracy theory online that the person with the camera was a friend and or member of the DGG community. So they were actually, in fact, tilting it to try and change the perspective in order to make Destiny appear slightly taller than Infrared. When it could be that Destiny is just, I don't know, naturally slightly taller than Infrared. I'm not sure. Does any of this matter? We'll find out.
The ghost of Austin, Lil Steve.
Can you please ask Oz about the fact that U.S. is targeting Russia DNA with...
We can't talk about
what
this.
Is that? What is this?
You can't talk about
Okay, that. Harry, you're a narc, bro. You're getting a...
Wait, you can't talk about that? You really? When did that start? Is that because it's too top secret, or you know too much, or we the plebs we're not privy to this information yet? It hasn't been released, because you talked about a lot during that debate. I remember I was pretty astounded that you genuinely were saying it out loud, like it wasn't a meme, like you thought the plot to Metal Gear Solid was a real thing that was happening, or James Bond, or X-Men Days of Future Past. There's another reference for you. That was in that one. They used Mystique's DNA in order to create the Sentinel program that would target specifically the mutants. That was another, yeah.
A 7-day ban. Listen, guys, at the end of the day...
Speaking of smaller guys, did I see a photo of you about to take a bite out of Bad Empanada? Bad Empanada is one of two content creators that I met in person. I was with my partner in South America. We were in Argentina, and I met him. I took a bite out of Bad Empanada for that photo. I thought it would be appropriate. That was, by the way, for the record, that was pre online Twitter Panada. That was back when Bad Empanada was a YouTuber and I enjoyed his content. And I was like, his YouTube videos were very, very good. Well researched, great deep dives into, the North American imperialism in South and Central America, all that kind of stuff. And then the Twitter kind of meltdown started happening. And then afterwards, it's one of those photos that people used to kind of haunt me with. It's like, oh yeah, Lance, Uno reverse card. I'm like, well, I said, yeah, but that was before he was talking about all this weird shit. And I can't, goddamn.
Connect your primes, they're free. Use code John, get 10% off Gorilla Mind products. We are no sellouts here. We just,
yes,
we want to hear from you. Why is Putin good?
Putin is the greatest
political
leader of the 21st century. He's the greatest hero of the 21st.
Wait, why do you sound so unconfident there? Why did you fall apart? Don't let Zerka psych you out. He is just manufacturing content right now. Content for all. Okay, can be a lefty like me and enjoy the show right now. Zerka is just being a ringmaster. So don't look up to him and then suddenly like lose. You have to say it with confidence. Come on. He's the greatest leader of the 21st century, and go on.
First century, statues are going to be built of him. That's all I have to say.
More statues.
Okay.
Putin's foreign policy is based.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. And
by the way, she's supposed to be the respected real journalist amongst them, just to kind of, you know, not make the whole thing just be a bunch of clown shoes streamers and add in some journalism into the whole mix.
Jackson, why is Putin good? And get in the shot, Jackson. Yeah. Don't pretend you're texting your fucking 5 out of 10.
Sorry.
Samira fucking throwing shade. My word. Wow. We've only watched like 3 minutes. This is already glorious.
No, we're doing content all the way, guys.
Here, listen, sit here.
Why is Putin good, Jackson? Go ahead.
Putin, listen, I have a lot of disagreements with Putin, but he is wiping the floor clean
with
NATO. He's fucking destroying NATO, crushing it into a million pieces, taking the pieces, flushing it down the...
How many NATO soldiers have died in Ukraine? I guess I wasn't following the news so far. Kind of seems like he's killing Ukrainians who aren't in NATO. I mean, at first I was like, well, he's going to, you know what, Jackson is constantly looking out for number one. He's always looking out for the clout. He's going to be careful. He's going to temper what he's saying here because obviously, you know, it's a dangerous time online, especially if you are someone who's been appearing recently on Russia Today and kind of trying to push this pro-Putin narrative. So you kind of got to watch what you say. But nope. Just went all in.
Fucking toilet.
And now, is this before or after the Russian people go hungry? Because, like, we're hearing a lot of stuff. I don't know. Just let us know.
Zirka always claims he's against propaganda.
Okay, so I'm wondering, those Russians complaining about the economy, are they lying?
They're not, but Russia produces their own food. They have their own resources. They're not going to go hungry.
And we all know sanctions can be symbolic.
By the way, this is kind of a fucked up take to hear if you are on the pro-Russian side. Like, I'm not on the pro-Russian side myself, and I definitely do not want to see the mass starvation of millions of Russians. I think one of the worst possible outcomes from having mass sanctions, corporate sanctions as well, is if we could have a situation in which there is problems in Russia, and I would like to avoid that. I think especially if you're a streamer enjoying this from the comfort of your home, and, you know, watching a lot of this unfold in North America especially, you should be concerned about issues like that concern Russian citizens. And I'm not saying that this should be seen as a threat way, as in, like, we should be concerned about how this affects everyday normal citizens in the same way, you know, like, there should be no war but class war.
But we didn't expect it to be on this geopolitical level. How dangerous are these sanctions for Vladimir Putin, right?
He has a lifeline in China.
The sanctions are a short-term problem. In the long term, Russia has new allies with China, India. They're all getting off of the U.S. dollar. The U.S.'s number one export is going to be toilet paper because the U.S. dollar is going to be worth absolutely fucking nothing. And by the way, you think these sanctions are working. Guys, have fun playing your patriotic tax of $10 a fucking gallon in a few months. Europe, the price of gas has skyrocketed. Biden tried to call the Saudis to replace the Russian oil. The Saudis aren't even fucking picking up the phone. And then he went to go beg to Venezuela, and Venezuela laughed in his face. Yeah. So that's the truth. There's nothing they could...
It literally exactly beat for beat what happened. Every one of the things he just said out loud is just what happened, thing after thing after thing. I don't understand. How are you supposed to be a Marxist-Leninist and you're not approaching this from the angle of, the material conditions and what is leading? Like... How can you talk about the increase in the price of oil, especially in areas of North America, or even look to areas of Canada, be a better example? Look at British Columbia, where we do not get a lot of our crude bitumen from Russia. In fact, we get a lot of our crude bitumen from Alberta. And at the same time, the cost of gas went up by a lot. It kind of seems like, people who stand to make a lot of profit in these environments will just ramp it up. People seem to really like, you know, squeezing people for every fucking penny, especially in a terrible, horrifying moment in human history. And there you have it.
As a wise man once said, there's billionaire oligarchs, but Putin can just point a gun.
I'm sorry. I love what Zerk is doing and setting this whole thing up. He's like, I know this is a show. I'm going to ask very controversial topics, and I'm going to get you with all the questions. Don't care at all about the content of what you're saying. I genuinely do not care about the issues you're talking about, but I just want to get you all on the record saying some pretty inflammatory things.
And take their money. So it seems like military matters. What do you think of the U.S. military being 15 times bigger than Russian military? Please give me a direct answer. What do you think of the U.S. military alone being 15 times bigger, let alone with the neoliberal cucks of European Union?
Quality over quantity.
What I know is that the U.S. has the ability to intercept a nuclear missile in 12 minutes.
Is this a good answer, Chad?
Russia can reach, with its hypersonic missiles, they can reach us in 7 minutes. There is nothing we can do.
I'll give it to you simply.
What the ever-loving fuck are you talking about? Okay, so this is where, you know, that side of the internet kind of crosses over from these are hilarious lol cows into, like, this is very dangerous delusional territory. There should be no scenario in which you're trying to set up a reasonable expectation for nuclear war and think, well, yes, should there be a nuclear war, we would have the advantage. We would say, I mean, by the numbers, I mean, Russia has more nukes than the United States does. They can get to the U.S. much faster. I'll just kind of like... Why are you smiling when you're saying these things out loud? You're talking about the annihilation of all life on Earth. There is no friendly exchange of one or two nukes or a couple nukes or anything like that. That is a world-ending scenario, you fucking LARPers, you know? I know pretending to be the edgier Turning Point USA convention is what brought you all here and you're all excited about this, but come on. Don't talk about these things, especially to, like, people who may be watching you and don't understand this shit, you know? It may be their first exposure to some of this. Tucker White 94, thank you for the 200 biddies. So tankies are basically flip side of capitalist simps. Either way, they're just distracting people from shit that actually matters. Did I miss anything? Well, I mean, it's team sports. It is. If you were talking about the, and you'll see it in the chat, the rise of the new multipolar world, as in there is going to be multiple different oppositional forces to the United States rising, which to say that it's happening now rather than it's been in the works for a long time, or that there's other moments in history in which there was, let's just say, more genuine threats to the United States is one thing. But the only solution they see to U.S. imperialism is to have other superpowers rise up, and then the two shall battle it out, I suppose, in some what I think they think is going to be relatively peaceful, non-huge body count transfer of power to the new multipolar world, which will then act in a benevolent fashion. All this kind of weird shit. Like, it's basically just positioning an alternative to the United States in a geopolitical sense and a standpoint. And it becomes a very difficult conversation to have if you are someone like myself, obviously, who is against U.S. imperialism and is against imperialism in general. And that's not me trying to take a fence-sitter position. That's me trying to say I do not think the alternative to the U.S. And the way the U.S. operates is to have a full-scale World War III in which all these superpowers are just fighting it out. And then we can all just basically rebuild and have a revolution based on the ashes. It'll be a revolution of the ashes, just based on the scraps. What few people remain at the end of all this, we can gather our sticks and stones and create a new society, one in which there is no class hierarchy or food or running water or genuine hope or non-radiation sickness, something of that effect, right?
In every single war simulation, Russia kicks NATO ass.
That's not true.
Even Zerka couldn't take that one. Even Zerka was like, what? Okay, all right. Look, if you're someone who reports on this on a regular basis, I'm going to assume you've probably been talking a lot of shit about the United States. I know I have. If you've been watching me for the last couple of years, you're probably getting very sick of the Lance Show, which is that, hey, by the way, U.S. imperialism is fucking horrendous. The U.S. war machine is the largest in human history. Nothing else compares. The next 10 countries combined do not equal the same amount of spending that the United States does on its fucking military budget. The military-industrial complex, it makes the U.S. the world's largest arms dealer. And guess what? The end result of that is having something. Yes, the world's strongest and most deadly and powerful military. Not the world's most nukes, that's true. The Russia has that, but there is no tactical nuclear war. There is no exchange of nukes, and then the person with the most nukes wins. I think, like, you know, after a very small amount of nuclear deployment, you start entering fucking endgame nuclear winter scenarios. All that being said, no. What did Samir Khan just say out loud? In every war game scenario, artificial intelligence fucking... Wait, is that the chick who made the they-them army tweet? Well, no. That is the woman who deleted the they-them army tweet. It is now gone. No longer a part of our history.
Copium stream.
Even Jackson Hinkle. What the fuck are you talking about? Do you understand what the US alone could do? Let alone the US combined with all NATO allies? What, versus Russia? Yeah, Russia has an incredibly powerful military. I'm not trying to downplay that. But goddamn, do you know what you're saying out loud?
Russia against NATO?
Yeah. Look it up.
I've seen it.
Wow. Never thought I'd be backing up Jackson Hinkle in this one, but holy shit. It's fucking amazing. Am I right? Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, no, she speaks the truth. Samir Khan has seen the simulations. They're real. They're real. I've seen them.
You've seen it?
Yo, I need the Pentagon claims that.
Yeah, the Pentagon itself claims
Was that on RT? No, I'm kidding. Right, so, Samira, you used to work at RT. Is this true?
We shouldn't use that network's name on Twitch.
I don't really give a fuck. Okay. I really don't.
I got it right
I'm
here.
I'm with Trump. I'm not you fucking lunatics.
I've never liked a Trumper so much than in this conversation.
Yeah,
wait, is this actual horseshoe theory? Is this happening to me right now? Is Zerka horseshoe theory in me? Am I being hooked?
For RT, contrary to what some of you may believe, Vladimir Putin was not on the phone with me in the mornings and giving me my assignments. So, yeah, wow. That didn't happen.
Okay. I love talking to Vlad.
Are we allowed hardcore questions? Like, I want to ask funny questions, but I feel like Samira, you're too professional for some of these questions.
What?
Can I ask some unprofessional questions?
Sure.
How many hookers does Putin fuck?
I don't care if he fucks hookers.
Not as many as Hunter Biden.
That's not answering it. I said how many? Like, give me a number. Oh, that's a
classic.
Great one. Whoa,
classic.
Hunter Biden. Isn't he funded by Ukraine? We're not gonna get him.
70K a month, baby.
I like that seat better.
All right. My question is, how did you tankies feel when 6'2" Donald Trump yanked Putin's arm and kind of ragdolled him? I have the clip. I can show you the clip. Are we going to pretend we haven't seen the clip now?
Are you trying to make the case?
Oh,
that
where he goes like this?
USA, baby.
It doesn't really mean anything because Putin and Trump get along.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how did it feel as a tanky, right? I'm not asking anything political. I'm saying in your heart of hearts, right? When your dark magician faces a blue eyes, white dragon, right? Like, how did it feel? How did
brutal. Zerka straight up quoting a PewDiePie rap song right there, if you didn't know. I recognize that because I fucking did a documentary on PewDiePie and I had to listen to that song so many times.
How did make you feel inside when you saw your leader yanked by ours, right? How did that make you feel? Did it remind you of your height?
Shut the fuck up, little bitch. So first of all.
Oh, he's got to pull in the mic and then turn the dB up by 10.
This dude, Zerka.
Yep.
He falls in fucking holes. He walks around, he stumbles, he trips. He's fucking completely uncoordinated.
To be fair... That happens to me too. I've got two left feet sometimes. I've fallen in holes before. I'm guilty of this.
He's completely uncoordinated, completely lacking any center of gravity.
Okay,
second of all, we're gonna get down to it, okay? The truth is that he's making up that story. Trump is a very funny guy. He's a funny guy. I like him. But okay, at the end of the day, you're comparing a circus clown to a distinguished real warlord.
I actually want to ask that.
When you're comparing a circus clown to a distinguished real warlord, have you seen Vladimir Putin's fucking I'm a Bond villain photo series, shirtless on the horse, being the only person in like a generation to be able to find treasure in this one area? Like, come on. I'll give you this. He's certainly a lot more capable as an authoritarian leader than Trump is. He's certainly better spoken. He's certainly not consistently saying things that I have to double check and rewind. I'm more just frightened the first time I hear them. So I'll give you that much.
And you call Trump a clown. Isn't it kind of funny how Vladimir Putin
at least is just a politically one whole true
correct guy who licks the queen's asshole when he talks to her, but Trump turns his...
Yeah, Kubi, the line and the way he said it is the line from the PewDiePie song who was taking it from Yu-Gi-Oh cards. That's it's things within things. It's the line just like that. That's from the PewDiePie rap.
Back on her. Is it true that elites are more afraid of Trump than Putin? It seems like Putin's been playing politics his whole life and has been a fake cuck. I don't know.
That's not true. I have.
It's not true. Which one's more honest?
Because you only see, you don't hear or smell. Putin not only turned his back on the queen, he crop dusted her many, many times. Trump,
can you imagine?
Didn't have the fucking balls to do that.
I love it.
Okay. Silent.
Well, offers are going to come quickly.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
You remember Macron?
Turn your soundboard down.
But deadly. Okay. Silent but deadly.
Yeah, but you want to talk, you guys, like, we're all anti-political correctness. Will you condemn Vladimir Putin for being a PC kind of cuck?
No.
Would you say Trump is a lot more politically incorrect?
Trump is definitely funnier, but comedy...
That's not the question. That's, again, dog.
It's just humor. Putin is more politically incorrect. Putin has said things that would have disqualified Trump from American politics about certain things we cannot even talk about on Twitch.
Sure. Okay, all right. What did you have to say?
Yeah. Who's more effective in fighting liberalism? Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin or Donald Trump?
Yeah, okay. I think it's the guy who sent shockwaves around the world and started Brexit. Yeah. I think Vladimir Putin is fighting a war he lost 10 years ago.
Trump
because
did not start
Brexit. I'm going to be honest. If I believe Putin and Ukraine's the last bit of his border, he's kind of admitting he lost. Oh, is this silence from the tankies? You guys are pathetic. No. I thought you do this for a living, tankies.
So this is Zerko's lazy content because he's too lazy to do it.
It's not a non-answer. Another non-answer.
He's too lazy.
He's too lazy.
Don't you shut the fuck up. He's too lazy to do it.
Imagine when Destiny does non-answers, he attacks Destiny. He goes, oh, you're dodging. Look at this. He's shook. Is Ukraine the last bit of the border? Has Russia lost?
No.
Does not want to get the Soviet
absolutely
Union
not.
Isn't
absolutely
the
not.
Worst nightmare of Russia to see NATO and a European Union fusing? It seems like the worst case scenario happened. So
cold. The worst case scenario did not happen.
Copium stream.
Listen. Germany has rejected all of the overtures by Ukraine
guys,
to join
do
the European
women's
Union.
Stuff where you talk in
the
background.
The truth is.
Guys, everyone
Germany,
focus.
Germany doesn't want Ukraine. The EU doesn't want Ukraine. Every time Ukraine begs them for help, they say, no, we don't give a fuck about you. That's the truth. NATO's not going to help Ukraine. They can't. They're scared of Russia. That's too bad. Russia's not bluffing when it comes to that. Shut the fuck up. You're coping.
Fuck. So it kind of shows you the surface level analysis that's going on behind the scenes, but now it's just all free flowing out there. I for one, am happy that NATO is just straight up saying that we're not going to enact a no-fly zone because, yes, I think people who aren't LARPing online or basically trying to turn this whole thing into a wrestling match understand the ramifications of having a direct conflict between the United States and Russia and what that entails. And, like, every single person who makes jokes, I guess, like they were talking about 2 seconds ago, where they're like, oh, you know what, apparently the U.S., ICBM interception is 12 minutes, whereas the one from Russia would only be 7, so I think we know what is going to happen in a nuclear war and a nuclear fallout. Talking about this whole thing like it's a fucking, I don't know, video game at the end of the day. Like I'm glad people who are actually in charge and not just react anding to this whole thing are the ones without these opinions.
Coping. The truth is,
we all lose.
I agree actually with Mr. Trump that NATO will be dissolved because NATO is just ripping America off.
Absolutely. I actually like the idea of making the U.S. military even stronger at the expense of NATO. I like that idea. I think Trump had it right. I think that was the best way to calm tensions. Absolutely. What I'm worried about, right? Are you ever worried about a European consciousness that's not just Reddit, like you said, coming out to fuck up communists?
No, I think all Europe has right now is...
Yo, what are you doing?
All Europe has is cringe and Reddit. That's all Europe has right now. Okay. Germany is one of the most cringe liberal countries in the whole fucking world.
That's yeah. I mean, recently we saw Samir Khan posted on her Twitter, spammed the link, that in Germany it's okay to protest about fucking your dog.
Yeah. They're trying to make zoophilia a thing.
And it seems like the only people who would like explore this topic and give it a chance are people high on openness, agreeableness. So we'd talk about DGG and liberals, right? Thank you, whoever said Zerka's cracked. Thank you so much. Are we to see liberals push for animal marriage? What do you call that?
Eventually. Yeah,
yes. As a matter of fact, not only...
Just let the men talk, guys.
So bestiality and pedophilia are next on the itinerary. DGG is already ahead of the game in...
Is this going to be the rest of the thing? Is it just memes?
And I guess she, like, after I introduced her, she looked at her phone and she, like... She looked up at me and she, like, it was the funniest shit ever? I'm kind of the Federal Reserve, you know?
So his Reddit has decided... Guys, this is literally what it's called on their subreddit. It goes, shut the fuck up.
They're whispering in the background.
It's called,
can we get ladies out of the room?
It's called,
thank you.
Haz isn't funny anymore. I actually think he should be deplatformed. And it got like over 1,000 upvotes. Because that's what fucking happens when you realize you actually just lost. Your whole community got conquered, got fucking destroyed. And they literally made a cope Reddit where they're like, Haz isn't funny anymore, guys. He's getting kind of scary. This is actually getting scary. Of course it is, bitch! That's how it was supposed to be from the beginning.
Yeah, very, very, okay. Now, I'm wondering, what is their next move in fucking with you, right? Like, what is, are they going to start marrying canines? Like, what is the move of these neoliberal fascists?
Bro. All we could say is Mr. Grill came from one place and one place.
Oh, my God.
Well, now it feels like it's all drama farming. It's not funny.
Done.
Terrible
I don't
geopolitical
think I'm going to ruin all their
Wait, what
career.
Are they
They're
doing?
They're about to run. They're about to get banned. Right?
I didn't do anything.
Look at them. They're all standing up. What are honest, doing? I'm going to be honest. No. We're done. We're done. No, no. The stream's over. The ice down my back, right, is so childish. I'm going to be fucking going. Yeah, it's over. Look, I'm done. I don't think I'm going to ruin all their careers. They're about to run. They're about to get banned. Right?
I didn't do anything.
Look at them. They're all standing up. They're about to run. Look, the voting with women and the hormonal thing, I'm kidding. Guys, obviously use Gorilla Mind products. Use code John, get 10% off, and maybe you'll even get Haas's emote.
I have no idea what's happening.
Completely forgot.
I think you're saying Sharia law is better, but go ahead. Something about...
No, I just hate liberals. I hate
But
folks.
How did that happen?
It kind of sounds like that's their entire ideology. It has very little to do with geopolitics outside of like picking the teams they like the most, but it's I hate liberals, I hate wokes. What do you hate about them? I hate that liberals are woke. Okay. Well, we got that.
I have actually not really thought about this.
Oh, well, yeah, that explains it. There you have it right there. No, it doesn't really go much past that surface level. Hate liberals, hate wokes. That's exactly what I kind of expected to hear out of Samir Khan. That's good.
I've always been like this.
Really?
I've always been like this. And then recently, at least for 5 years now, I've started trolling the libs. I get entertained by it, and I feel like I'm doing a service for humanity by trolling.
So I don't.
So basically, like marginalizing trans people is fucking hilarious for the lulz. You know what's cool though is that you had to delete that tweet because it turned out the tank that you were putting in the They Them Army one, yeah, that tank was Russian. You didn't notice it when you first posted it, but then afterwards you just left it up anyway. And then I was getting enough likes and retweets that you were like, maybe I'll just let this one skirt by. But then a handful of people started pointing out that the tank, in fact, was Russian. And then, yeah, that one didn't stay up too long. They Them Army got a victory there.
I don't buy it. I feel like, you know, if you're not political, politics comes to your doorstep. Nothing changed you in 2016 or something?
2016. That's when I started.
I feel like, I mean, Haas, what changed you? You started early. You were like 15 and same views, right?
Okay, I have it.
What do you want? Yeah, kind of.
Yo, this is the worst fucking stream ever. I'm trying
my fucking set up like shit. We can't even fucking
get in.
Fucking stupid.
Can I sit in? No, I can't sit on.
Every time I walk away, I do
scuffed ass.
You guys are not that interesting. I'll find it. Zirka, what is that disgusting?
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, what is the ice?
Look at yo, let's show the camera.
Sorry.
That actually looks like cum. No, I cum more than that.
Hey, listen. Listen, my favorite part, my favorite part about John Zirka is that when he was staying with Haas in LA at their place together, you would never, ever, ever believe what this man was capable of doing in the bathroom.
I'm baby. Listen. I'm more of like a Putin guy. He's more of like a Trudeau guy. That's all I gotta say. All
right.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest.
He's Trudeau. More like a Macron guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Trudeau, okay? Let me tell you something about it.
I don't get why Haas keeps making this face like he sees himself on screen and he's trying to like hold a pose for a sculptor or something. We're just like. And then, like, it goes back to, like, his normal face, because, like, people don't always make a face like that. And then he'll, like, he'll glance back at the screen, and then again, be like... He's doing it right there!
Alright, so that's very base.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, Trudeau's a racist.
I think people just don't like Trudeau because he's black.
He did do blackface, and I'm wondering how...
Good new joke.
Works too slow! The only one who paralyzes him is me. I'll tell you the truth. The truth about Jackson and Haas is they're just like me, but they're too afraid to put on the red hat. Oh, they're worried you're going to lose friends and you're going to lose. Are you going to be? There? That's what.
Not going to lie, that's pretty astute. I think basically what you've got here is a failure for people to identify themselves for what they are, which is you're all Twitch streamers, you're entertainers on the internet, you're not the leaders of a vanguard, you're not the revolution, you're not any of that. I know that that's basically the whole selling point for Infrared shows. It's like, hey, you are now witnessing a great moment in history. I, your big daddy, Haas Al Ghul, is here to lead you into the next generation, 2036, multipolarity, we're going to achieve the Duganist dream, all this kind of stuff, when really, you're just a bunch of Twitch streamers, and you can see just in this, like, the drama that comes from it. Socially, you're conservatives. Socially, you're conservatives. You'd align yourselves more. I mean, Samira Khan just kind of like came out right there and was kind of confused by what she was saying at the same time, being like, yeah, you know, it's just they're not really big on what they see as identity politics driven by liberalism, because that's what they kind of associate with liberalism, right? Even though the emancipation of, I would say, marginalized peoples, that's always been a very leftist cause. And then as it becomes part of just what is socially acceptable in the zeitgeist, you will then see corporations and other people assigning and affixing themselves to it, as is the case with like Pride Month and stuff like that. So then it becomes a liberal idea, like it's liberal identity politics. Now liberalism will sell itself on that idea as well. And so you'll see companies sell you on not just branding, but on the idea behind the branding. You're not just buying a Gillette razor because you want to shave your head. You're doing it because you want to also fight toxic masculinity. And so now we've intertwined capitalism with consciousness, these kind of ideas, right? But anyways, at the end of the day, they're not huge on, you know, trans people, gay people, all this kind of stuff. They're not huge on the idea of woke culture or wokeism or what they see as political correctness. They're all really against all that kind of stuff, right? So that's how the whole thing kind of wraps itself up in a little. If I was doing media analysis of this whole scene,
what they are, listen. You guys listen. Make America listen. Great
New
again.
American
no more tanky
dream.
Shit.
New American dream.
You like us tankies? So
no, I like you tankies because you're halfway there. Well, I'm gonna take you the whole way. When
you're
Trump
there.
Is coming
you're
out
halfway.
The hyperbolic
you're
time chamber.
You're
see, the difference being, and I know they're a little drunk and high on blow, but like the difference being that there's a distinction between the what they see as the social liberalism neoliberals, which is odd to assign to neoliberalism. But anyways, they see that side, an aspect of it, right? But then there's also the economic aspect, and they think they're coming at this from a more leftist perspective. Obviously, if they're trying to idealize, the USSR and to rejuvenate the age of Stalin and Lenin and stuff, then it's going to be kind of a hybrid model. Then maybe economically they're thinking we want to have state control over a variety of industries, specifically in manufacturing, as well as weaponry, as well as agriculture. We want to have state control over that, but not private personal control over those industries themselves. That could be the aspect they come at it from. But this is where the battle is coming. I'm trying to go way too high, bro, on something that's just obviously a bunch of drunk friends hanging out. But that's where this distinction is coming. He's saying you're halfway to being a conservative, and he's saying you're halfway to being a tanky. That's where we're both coming in halfway. We both hate political correctness. Both of us hate political correctness, right? We despise political correctness. Both of us hate what we see as the wokeification, identity politics, all of this nonsense, they, them, armies, civil rights, all this kind of bullshit. We're both on board that we hate this kind of stuff, right? But where are we almost there? We're both halfway. Where are we going to meet? Where are conservatives, Trump-loving, MAGA-wearing conservatives going to horseshoe theory all the way into becoming tankies? You're witnessing this in real time, everybody. I wish you were more excited instead of just looking at me like, Lance, you're delusional right now, and all you're doing is watching a bunch of drunk people high on blow talk about the good old days.
I'm halfway there?
You're halfway. You're
what, I have to
there.
Suck off Putin to go full?
You're
come
halfway
on.
There.
Let me tell you something. Guys, let me tell you something. Make America great again. And you know what? Biden's taking us to World War III. So I
he looks fucking faded. he stopped being able to do that whole like, oh wait, I'm on camera. I guess I gotta pose for the sculptor again. Like, and every now and then he's like, what? Yeah, no, we're not conservatives. We're Marxist-Leninists. We're not conservatives. Stop saying that.
I hope you're happy. Good vote. Good voting.
Yeah. You think I voted for that man?
Really? You didn't fight it. You didn't. I was the only one on the internet fighting it. I was the only one on the internet fighting it. You put it. You listen.
I caught it. Motherfucker, I caught
really?
It.
Really? Show me one picture where you're wearing a Trump hoodie.
Sorry.
I was the biggest fighter of them all.
Go ahead.
I was the biggest fighter of them all.
How is Haas a leftist? He hates the left. He says he's the biggest enemy of the left. He despises the leftoids. But he sees the left, what he thinks of the left is bread tube, obviously Caleb Maupin, bread tube serves imperialism. Your AOCs, they hate AOC. They say AOC is the biggest fascist in the United States kind of shit. That's what they see the left as. And then he associates himself, I'd say, a lot closer with Duganism. That's basically the philosophy that a lot of them are basing their multipolarity in the future, 2036 from.
Me. I was a bigger fighter.
They're charged.
I was the biggest one.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get them to be charged, but they're so sleepy.
So first of all, we were listen, Zerka, he's just fucking lazy. He doesn't want to do any IRLs.
That's the truth.
We were energetic yesterday. We wanted to do something with Zerka, and he just ignored our calls all day.
He never does IRLs, nothing.
Well,
he's just Zerka the lazy.
We wanted to do this yesterday. We're trying to get fired up. I'm really tired.
Hey, how's the library in here? I'm shouting. You guys are... Haas, go crazy. Go.
No, I'm talking...
All right,
he's just fucking manic and he's annoying. Bro, shut the fuck up and calm down a little bit.
Yeah, why don't you sit down?
No, this is the problem, Zerka. He just thinks fucking being annoying is the same as being content. No, it's fucking not. Shut the fuck up. Being annoying is not content. Content, you actually have to think.
Wait, what? That's your entire show. What are you talking about? Okay, sorry. No, that's cruel. That's mean. There is like the opening sequence with the songs. I do like the flexing and the Dance Revolution intros. I think those are fun. Like I'll be honest. I get it. I know why people watch and like Haas, because he's kind of like an Alex Jones. He's an entertainer. I do not for the life of me understand Jackson Hinkle. Like if someone was like, hey Lance, you need to as punishment watch 42 consecutive hours of Haas, Infrared, or Jackson Hinkle. I'm like, fuck infrared. I'll get all day infrared. Any yes, infrared. No, I want to hear it. Yeah. Did you have the one where he's like flexing but almost falls off the couch because he's standing on top of it and then screams? Or the one where he rolls out of the camera but he's on a chair, so he does it like subtly like this and like oh, amazing. He's an entertainer. He knows what he's doing.
The fucking producer.
Okay, explain that last debate with Destiny. Were you being annoying?
No, I was being. Listen.
The Dodos and Dots get some rookie. All right. Hey, I should preface with this. By the way, I and sorry, my voice is fucked from COVID. I don't find or think it's cool, all right, to make fun of people for their height or make fun of people who are bald or balding, all right? That's not my game. I do think it's funny that Haz has based so much of his persona around what it is to be a man, and his idea of a masculine man is a tall man, a mighty tall man, and a hairy man. And maybe, okay, this might be a little confession time, because, you know, my mother being Métis, I can't grow chest hair or facial hair. I'm surprisingly smooth. It's something that people are always like, whoa, you must wax. I was like, no, I don't. That's just I'm a weird mix of genetics. Okay, so yes, I'm not a very hairy man. That is true. I am not. But just the fact that like he venerates this. He's just really big into like, you know, you've got to be fucking strong. You got to be tall. You know, you gotta have a lot of hair on your head. All that kind of shit. Regular Mole Rat Dragon. Thank you for the 234 biddies. Appreciate that. But anyways, all that shit being said, it pisses him off so much if you bring up height, if you bring up hair loss, if you bring up handsomeness, fucking handsome. Like, it's such an objective thing. Like, yeah, there are some people think are universally handsome, and then other people think the people who are universally handsome are. But like, it's just, it was so weird to see him freak out at Destiny, like, do you genuinely think that you are more handsome than me? Do you think people think that you are more handsome? I was like, oh my god, what a weird thing. Yeah. Anyways, so I think because there's layers, it's okay to laugh at the fact that that pisses him off. Not specifically that people are making fun of the fact that they think he's short, but there's layers to this, all right? There's like, this is high level. We're dealing with just comedy on another parallel right now.
Come back. Right. Where are you going?
Let me just get a charger.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that my phone?
I don't have to baby you. Do content.
Is that my phone?
We're doing content. We did this yesterday too. I'm new to this. Forgive me.
Oh, don't worry, Samira. You're going to be famous very quickly.
Circa doesn't know anything. Let's read what the fuck they're saying. Yeah, he is bullying us, but we're fine with it.
So now we're going to actually begin the content, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the show has actually started. You're welcome. The show has actually started. So let's actually get right to it. So first of all, I walk into this house. It's the first time I've been here. Seeing Zerka leech off a bullet as a...
Okay, what's the lore there? Why does Zerka do streams from Bullet's place? I know BX Bullet, she's a streamer. She's like very pro guns and stuff like that. But, you know, I've don't know much beyond that.
A free riding leech tenant.
We feel bad for her.
What?
We feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did an interview with her. And I interviewed her when she was getting falsely attacked by Keemstar, because I was like, that's fucking bullshit. Keemstar was like trying to shame her for having a kid, and he was like, look at this 2D streamer who's got like a kid and this child abuse, and it's like yeah, typical gross Keemstar shit, you know?
So
yeah, this is BX Bullet's place. You can tell because that's the set.
Because I want to say, okay, why has Zerka not been streaming? Why is he destroying his channel and falling off? What is going on? Okay? What's the deal? So I walk in here, and honestly, this is a beautiful house. I understand it.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it has made him complacent. And this is what I told him. It's made him complacent, and it's made him lazy. He's like living in Candyland. He's living in La La Land, and he doesn't...
Until I started hanging out with Ha, Zerka, and Jackson. I'm not into Twitch. I'm not into that drama. So now I am.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you weren't before, welcome to the world, Samir Khan. And by the way, you were being pulled into it earlier just by virtue of the kind of tweets you've been making.
I keep trying. Also, guys, let me tell you guys something, right?
This isn't entertaining at all without Circa. I gotta be honest, Circa is just like running the show right now. You need the ringmaster trying to milk everyone for content.
What happened to the Royals?
Yeah, see, they're even saying it in chat. No content when John leaves.
What happened to the Royals?
I've heard of
that. Hey!
Where
yeah.
Did he go? He never...
What happened to the Royals? Go ahead. We're gonna interview you now. We're gonna interview the falling off of John Zirko.
Yes. Why are you becoming a lazy, complacent fuck?
I realized that with my less viewer count, I still make 9 times your Patreon.
Okay.
Is that not the answer we're looking for?
That wasn't the question.
What was it?
Hold on. One sec. There's someone in the chat who's going to be banned for 14 days.
Yeah, get him. That's dissent. We don't
time know. Out. Doink. Time. Sorry how long that. Is 800,000 seconds?
Worth it. Who
one, two.
Just, basketball.
I think.
You got picked on in high school, didn't you?
I just like being tall because like you people are not noticed in public. Yeah, I want to be noticed.
You're
I
not fucking noticed.
Nobody looks.
Yeah,
down
nobody
here,
ever
you
looks
know?
At me in public. I've always
see,
wanted to be tall my entire life.
Look, because yeah, she's a model. Okay.
You know who is tall? People closer to God.
No, listen. The opposite. Look, Jack and the Beanstalk over here needs to understand. He's 5'8".
Hey, Ant-Man.
He's 5'6".
He's 5'8".
Hey, Ant-Man.
I think you're bullshit.
We're the Avengers.
Challenge you.
We got Captain America, the Hulk.
Favorite Hinkle clip? All right. I'm not done with this yet. I think there's still more to see.
Painted nails on men is hot. Agreed.
Disagree. Maybe we do have some soy boys in the chat.
You're an actual soy boy, though, because you eat soy.
I don't know why. I find male posturing I always have so funny. It's like, growing up as a cis dude, let me just tell you, there's a lot of bizarre things that guys become unconfident about and then fuck with each other about all the time and create these weird, like, you know, complexes where they're just thinking about them all the time. And then they have to posture. Then comes the posturing. Like, it's so freeing once you've just, like, you let a whole bunch of this shit go and stop thinking about it all the time. Like, yeah, fucking soy boys. Those beta cucks drinking their soy, you know, just fucking jizzing into their Yoplait and drinking the soy juice, yeah. But you drink soy.
State and revolution has lasted throughout the ages. And there is a reason why imperialism, the highest stage of capitalism, has been able to stand against the test of time and combat all odds. All shitlibs, all imperialists, and reign supreme! It's because we are winning. It's because we are rising.
Whoever shared this, by the way, I know you say this is your favorite clip, and I understand why. He sounds like an anime villain. But this is in the moment before someone points out that he's got like a DSA badge, and then immediately he's like, that's right, I do! And I'm disgusted by it. Why would you give me something that has a DSA badge on it? I need you to send me a communist symbol. Like you can see the leveling up in real time.
It's because shitlibs like Dylan Burns and Bosch and all of those other fucks, Hassan Piker, have no ground to stand on. The anti-imperialists will win. We are entering a new dawn, a new age, a new day. And they are crumbling from within. I showed you on the stream earlier that bread tube is eating itself alive. State and revolution.
So much better than these.
Listen.
I'm four.
Listen, Zirka would be ready. Zirka would be. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck!
We're the Smurfs.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! This is gonna be so. This is gonna be such a roast. I'm saving it. I'm savoring it. Let it cook.
Decently well recreated.
Zerko would be fucking Frankenstein.
No, Mr. Fantastic.
That's what you were building up for? That whole, oh my god, there was so much hype behind that. It's like, that's really embarrassing. Are you ready? No one's ever thought of this before. He would be Frankenstein. I'm thinking the mummy, you know? Sorry, I didn't want to have to burn you like that.
Zerko would be fucking Swamp Thing, because look at his fucking room. He does that fucking weird...
Why did you say... Okay. At first, sorry. Hey, Marvel Cinematic Universe people, because I've seen a lot of them. I used to read the Marvel comics when I was a kid. I thought for a second when he said Frankenstein that he was like, he thought he was clever because he subverted all of you. And he was like, hey, but I'm actually, you know, doing the Universal Dark World universe or whatever that never manifested. I'm basically doing old monsters, and I'm saying this for more. What is he talking about at this point? He actually legitimately thinks that these characters are Marvel characters, or maybe I'm not aware of the Frankenstein Marvel universe crossover, maybe? Swamp Thing? Is that it's DC? Oh, okay. DC Swamp Thing. Oh no. Comic book fans are gonna eat you alive for that one. It's a fictional superhero published by DC Comics. Ah, interesting.
He makes the bathroom musty and fucking disgusting, and there's a disgusting odor in it. Not yours, but ours when we shared it. He fucking puts a stool in the fucking bathroom. He puts the heat on in the fucking... He puts a stool in the fucking bathtub. No one knows what he's doing. He turns it into a steam room, and no one knows... It's...
Oh, this is so much better. Oh, you can hear a picture. You know, I can hear it. Comrades, we are gathered here today for a historic moment. You will be the front line of the vanguard. That's so glorious.
There's a must. Yeah, there's a must. There's a thick, swampy must.
Okay.
Say that at all. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Here's the truth. Zerka, he's pure projection. I literally ignore. I didn't know. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I got nothing to rip into. It just looks like drunk people having fun. I thought there would be more political takes.
Why would you make that? All right, at 6 a.m., the hotel decided to test their fire alarms. So we both wake up. Zerko, what did you say? Tell them what you said.
I don't remember.
I remember, because what you said will get you there.
Yeah, you called concierge and you go,
So I called, I got so pissed at him. I called the concierge. I said, can you bring up like some cleaning wipes? I have someone who is mentally disabled in the hotel. And yeah. I know you guys aren't used to having like someone who makes such a mess and stuff. I please need someone to get some wipes and the fucking wipes with him and permanently.
Yeah, you're still talking about this shit story. It's fucking like 40 minutes of shit story. I think that's everything, everybody. I don't know if there's anything else.
I think we mined it.
And it's the same thing. Yeah, that may be it. We're gonna have to wait until we get some video from the conference itself. I'll be honest, I imagine it's not actually going to be that funny. I imagine the conference itself would just be a whole bunch of speeches about the glory of Marxist-Leninism in the age of multipolarity and how we need to all rise up and, you know, the revolution is happening in real time. This picture is so glorious, though. I love it. I didn't know you were there. No, I wasn't here. Is that Abe Lincoln? No, it's not Abraham Lincoln. Lenin Lincoln. You'll love to see it. It is Lincoln? Oh, no way. Hey, what up, Kyle? Good to see you. We got both editors. The 10th Communist Party USA Convention in Chicago. Portraits of Lincoln, Lenin, Stalin flanked the stage. Oh, so that was... I thought that was supposed to be... Fuck me. I thought that was supposed to be Lenin, but from the other side profile. And then this was just background. But no, that is what makes it on this tape. So they just have a giant Lincoln statue. patriotic socialists. They were supposed to, they were like, we have to recreate the Communist Party of Chicago's 10th annual meeting to a T. So let's just get, of anything else, not the attendance or the stadium, but let's get the giant Lincoln. How much did they spend on that? I remember Caleb was begging for donations. Wow. You're killing me, everybody. You're destroying me. You're hurting me, and you're letting COVID win the war. That's all I'm gonna say.
So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times, and if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically thesurfs.tv, you'll find us there. twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Just, we beseech thee to smite down our enemies. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your humble court jesters here to amuse you. To our lords, Trevor R., we give thanks for this spit of land for us to eke out this meager existence. To our knights, Merid, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Ellie Leslie, Alex P., Brandon, Words Greenwood, Nate, that one guy, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Coulter Smith, Val 9000, Jenna Tall, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodle Hawk, The Tim Caucus, Multi Mondi, Trevor Yanis, Lemmy 101, Anthropofojack, Cern 42, Catherine, Radical Maniac, Ramon Acosta, Nkosin, Violent Orchard, Sophie Baby, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Josh Mickelson, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We raise our flag and a veil, and we salute you, our friends.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.